Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
Good morning. Look who is back to my right. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen? I'm Molly Karam, obviously with the playmaker Michael Irvin, the one and only Stephen A. Smith. And you know, you've been on vacation a little bit, and I was worried about his transition, Michael. So I was like, let's ease him back in. So we got the yacht. We're on the Hudson River. Who's better than us? Sun shining. And I said, you know what? He needs a friend. Let's get the playmaker.
Somebody to beat him up. That's what you meant.
My goodness. How we
somebody
doing?
To beat him
well,
down.
First of all, I asked the public the question, and I asked the both of y'all. Did you miss me?
Of course.
Did you miss me?
Of course.
It's good to be back. What's up, baby? It's I know the man right that got the bad back. So I just want everybody to know that when he gets beat up, you know, he going to go like,
my back is bad, man.
His back is bad.
He's a gamer.
And Captain. Captain. What's going on? What's going on?
When in
Rome. Check it out. Check it out. All right. Let's do it. Let's do it.
All right. Like I said, sun shining, summertime, football's back. Where better to start than with your Dallas Cowboys? Jerry's boys in action on Saturday night committed a whopping 17 penalties. The team without its stars in this game, but got lit up by Broncos journeyman Josh Johnson in the 17-7 loss. Here's Mike McCarthy.
I think we all recognize that this isn't the regular season. So, I understand, your question. And as far as, last year was last year. This is preseason. I don't think this has anything to do with last year. I didn't like the number of penalties. I made it clear. I talked about it at halftime and, talked about it briefly in there. So, we'll take a long look at it.
You know, Stephen A., if I remember correctly,
yes,
penalties were an issue for Michael's Dallas Cowboys last season. I mean, if I remember, caused an early exit from the playoffs, and here we are again doing the same dance. I know it's preseason. Yes. Is it too early to panic?
Hell no, it ain't. It's the Cowboys. It's right in line. You know, I got to tell you, man. I got to tell you. So watching them last night, right?
Yeah.
And it's just hilarious to me. I must confess, it's absolutely hilarious. So you're the Dallas Cowboys. Let's keep this in mind, ladies and gentlemen. They were league leaders. What were their penalties last year? Like, what were 141? Something like
127.
127. My bad.
Most in the league. 127 penalties.
I'm sorry. They started to play. They went to the playoffs against the 49ers. I promised you all last season. I said, just wait. Be patient. Take your time. Don't panic. Don't get caught up in the fact that they're looking good right now during the regular season. When games don't really count, they're going to blow it come playoff time. That's exactly what happened. So you had this 127 penalties in the regular season. You get to the playoffs against the San Francisco 49ers. Porn star Jimmy in the house. Jimmy Garoppolo coming
go
to
ahead,
town.
Go ahead,
and
go
what
ahead.
Happened? Debo Samuel put on the show and did what he needed to do. The Dallas Cowboys committed 14 penalties. And, oh, by the way, when you got teams like the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs going at it in the AFC Championship game, when they scoring and tying the game up with 13, going the full length of the field, going in the field goal range to tie a game, the Dallas Cowboys couldn't get off a snap in 14 seconds. All right, so we got that. Then we get to this season. So after all of that offseason, after people complaining about Mike McCarthy, after people looking at the fact Ezekiel Elliott taking a step back, Amari Cooper, now he's in Cleveland. Is James Washington going to fill that void? Is CeeDee Lamb ready to handle the number one option? Is Michael Gallup going to be able to do something once he gets back from his injury? All of these questions, right? And you start off the football season with 17 penalties.
17.
You can't make it up. Listen, like I said, this is the last point. This is an indication.
It's your time. It's your day back. Don't get your first one in.
It is August 15th. I was right last year. I was right the last 26 years. And I'm going to be right again. And by the way, I'm going to tell it to Jerry Jones and them sorry Cowboy fans to their face in 10 days what I'm about to say to you now. Just wait. Be patient. This is just an indication of things to come. They will not let you down. They are who we know they are. Just wait. Okay. That's all I got to say.
Okay.
Go ahead,
okay. And I'm happy you're back, brother. I'm happy to be back, Molly. You know,
always great
my good, my dude. I'm gonna give you that love.
By the way, the boating attire on point.
Yeah, and I
clearly
love
clearly you spend
I
more time on yachts than the rest of us. Very.
I'm from Miami, so I appreciate
that. You got this down.
But let me tell you why you are so wrong on your first moment back on your show spewing mess, because the reality is, yes, they did. 127 penalties last year.
Right.
They were first in the league. Yes, they did. They had all those penalties the other night. But the reality is penalties are not harmonious and not up there with turnovers when it comes to winning football games. This is the mess y'all are putting out there. Let me tell you why I say this now. How many teams have won the Super Bowl with having penalties like the Dallas Cowboys? Let me tell
you. With the most penalties in the league?
Let me give it to you now. 2014, the Pats had 120 penalties.
Right.
That's seven. No, only Dallas only had seven more. They won the Super Bowl. 2012, the Ravens had 121 penalties.
Right.
They won the Super Bowl. And 2013, the Seahawks had 128 penalties. 128. I'm not a mathematician. I'm a mathematician, but I know for a fact that 128 is more than 127,
right.
And they won the Super Bowl. So I'm got to. This is not like turnovers. Turnovers declare wins and losses. You can still win with all of these penalties. What you should be with all of these penalties. The Dallas Cowboys still had the number one offense in the National Football League, the number one scoring offense in the National Football League. What you should be saying, if the Dallas Cowboys clean up these penalties, they may be chasing the Miami Dolphins. That's what I'm trying to tell you right now. If they clean up these penalties, they can chase
the Miami
Dolphins.
But wasn't that what the offseason was for?
Penalties does not kill.
What about the offseason was to clean up the penalties?
That's okay. With 20 of the 24 starters did not play in that game. A lot of these guys are going to be on the
bench. May I ask a question? Because you confused me. I must confess, I'm confused.
How you confused?
Why'd you bring up somebody needing to chase the Miami Dolphins? What the hell have they done that they need to be chased? What am I missing?
Well, let me tell you.
Let me
clean it up for you.
No, please do.
I'm saying if they clean up, we'll stay right there. If they clean up these penalties,
right,
they will be chasing. Let me clear it up for you. The 72 Dolphins. And am I talking about the right now Dolphins? Oh, now you know what I'm saying. I'm talking about the 72 Dolphins. Yes, you heard what I said. When you got the number one offense, clean up these penalties. You had the number one offense, number one score. You could be chasing
Michael.
The 72 Dolphins. Did Michael say something crazy?
Yes, it's aggressive.
Hold on.
It's very aggressive.
So, to cover for
they were 12-5.
I let you speak.
Last year.
I let you speak.
All right.
I know they were 12-5. I right. know they won a division.
First.
I also know they didn't win a playoff game. Just stay with me for a second.
They were 1 second away.
No.
1 second away.
1 second away.
Number one offense, number one score, and only 1 second away.
Hold on. Okay. Let me be very clear. For those that may not be aware of what you're saying, because we have a younger demographic that we're incredibly popular with. 18 to 34s love our show.
Well, feed them,
okay.
Feed
That's
feed
the targeted demographic for advertisers, for those of you who don't know. Here's the deal. They may not know that when you brought up the 72 Dolphins, talking about a team that went undefeated.
Talk about
all 14 regular season games at the time, mm-hmm. plus they ran the table in the postseason. You're talking about that team. And you're bringing up a Cowboys team that hasn't won in 26 years.
Yeah.
That hasn't won in 26 years. Hold on. That is fresh off of winning their division and then losing in the postseason, not winning a game. Now, I would remind you, Michael Irvin, that you sat here, not on this beautiful, beautiful boat, going around New York City, but you sat across from me on this show last year, bloviating your nonsense, and all I said was, just wait. They won't let you down. They ain't going to win a playoff game. When they had the number one offense, I had Ezekiel Elliott. They had Amari Cooper. They had CeeDee Lamb. They had Schultz. They had Dak. They had everything. Their defense was led by Micah Parsons and the crew. They had everything. And I said to you, they will not win a playoff game. You don't even have the decency to say they will win a playoff game. Oh, no. You don't even have the decency to say they're going to go to the Super Bowl. You don't even have the decency to say they're going to win the Super Bowl.
You said
they could go undefeated. You sound asinine.
Now, let me tell you
ridiculous.
Something.
Don't make sense.
Every one of you guys are trying to make such a mountain out of these penalties. when the Cowboys still had the number one offense.
Why did they lose last year? Why did they lose to San Francisco last year?
That's what I'm saying. If the penalties mean as much as y'all are trying to make it mean, if they mean that, then I'm saying if the Cowboys clean that up and with a 12-5 record and number one offense,
right,
then they should be going undefeated. If it means what y'all say it means, I already said what it means.
Don't say y'all. I'm Stephen A. There's only one, baby. There's only one. There's no y'all.
Oh,
that's
come
me.
On,
that's
man.
Number one. Number two, let me be very, very clear about what I'm saying. I'm saying none of that is applicable to the Cowboys. I'm saying the Cowboys find a way to mess things up. Even when you look at their roster, Jerry Jones didn't have the greatest offseason, but even the past seasons where he's had the greatest offseasons, and you look at their roster rife with talent, somehow, some way, they get in their own way. Now, I can bring up off-field stuff, but I ain't going to do that because I'm nice today. I'm in a good mood. I'm back. But I ain't going to bring up off-the-field stuff today. But what I will say to you is this, and plus, I love my brother Jerry. That's my Libra brother right there. I love you, Jerry Jones. Looking forward to seeing you in 10 days. But the bottom line is this. In the end, what can go wrong will go wrong. And we're pointing about penalties. Right. And right now, the Cowboys are showing you.
Final thoughts here, Michael. Then we'll talk Cowboys more in the second hour.
If we can move past the penalties, then it's certainly an issue.
We ain't.
I am never going to say penalties are not a problem when you're getting them at the rate the Dallas Cowboys are getting these penalties. But the reality is this was a 12-5 team. This team was right there on the edge of winning.
Yep.
And what I saw in that first preseason game, because you can only take bits out.
Right.
You had 20 of the 24 starters sitting out. What I saw was an improved offensive line. I saw Tyler Smith, who we're going to have do some nice run blocking. Yeah, I saw a couple holes in there.
Stop the lie.
I saw a glimpse of what could be a good rushing defense. That's what you need right now. You can only pull pieces out of preseason games like this, not absolutes like you're trying to do.
First of all, you just lied to the American public. You didn't see a damn thing because you was laying on your stomach because your back is hurting too much. So let's get that out the way. You didn't watch. No, you didn't. Your back was too hurt. Your back was too hurt. That's number one. Number two, can I say this for the record? I'm going to tell you where you made your mistake. And I don't wish unemployment on anybody. I'm a capitalist. I want everybody to get paid. The Dallas Cowboys made a mistake. What you should have done is got rid of Mike McCarthy and brought in Sean Payton. See, that's what it's going to cost you. Sean Payton needs to be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That's right.
Why go there right now? That's not a possibility of happening. It's not going to happen.
Can I answer the question? I'm going to answer your question that you just posed. Mike McCarthy is a Super Bowl champion. I am not questioning his football acumen. I want everybody to be clear about that. This man is head coach material in the NFL. But there is such a thing as galvanizing men and getting ready to max out.
You brought up a juicy point.
Sean Payton can do that.
You brought up
Mike
a juicy
McCarthy.
Point. We're that's revisiting right. that in the second hour. We're visiting in the second hour. But another major story this offseason, of course, is Lamar Jackson and the contract situation. So here's the latest. Lamar wants his contract situation settled prior to the Ravens' opening game. That's on September 11th. Lamar, again, who's representing himself in negotiations, has yet to be able to come to terms with the team that drafted him. Michael, tell me this. How much leverage does Lamar have in this situation?
All the leverage. All the leverage. We've learned right now, we've seen enough. We need not play with this. Stephen A., there's no way you can disagree with this. You've seen just in recent history what has happened. And the same rhetoric that was spewed towards Aaron Rodgers. Well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. What happened? Ultimately, Aaron Rodgers got what he wanted. Because in this league, quarterbacks get what they wanted. Get what they want. And then we just went through it with Kyler Murray. Oh, I don't know. He's not putting in the work. Won't stay in the film. Won't do this. Won't do that. Okay, what happened? Kyler Murray got his money.
Yeah.
He got his money. Quarterbacks are going to get their money. Lamar Jackson is going to get his money. He has all the leverage. Period. I know they got a franchise tag. I know they got all of those opportunities. But Lamar Jackson not walking in that camp says, I have all the leverage. The Ravens do not want to be the team that says, we can't even sign our own MVP quarterback back. I can understand if this is a Baker Mayfield situation or some player that has played okay but not great. Lamar Jackson has played great. He has played great. Lamar, he will get his money, and there's nothing the Ravens can do about it because quarterbacks run this league, period. That's who, the only one with all the authority in this situation is Lamar Jackson.
First of all, Don't lie. Don't lie to the American people.
What,
like
what did
that.
I lie about?
Players don't run things in the National
League. I said quarterbacks. I didn't say players.
Isn't a quarterback a player?
No, no, but okay, that, no, no, no.
Listen,
the players don't
listen,
quarterback.
Listen, this,
it's a unique position.
Was Baker Mayfield running things? He wasn't running things. Okay? The fact of the matter is, there's plenty of people. Kyler Murray sitting there signing some contract where he got to put in 4 hours of film time. Right. Don't get me started with that nonsense.
Okay.
Is that running things?
But he still listen, got his 46
listen
plus
to what I'm saying. Listen to what I'm saying. The National Football League, we owe it to these brothers to tell them what they already know. The National Football League is a different beast. And it's not just because of the owners and the collective bargaining negotiations and the rules and the stipulations that they have in contracts allowing you to franchise a guy like Lamar Jackson,
whose
contract runs up in March and then he's free, but then they can franchise him and keep him an additional year, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
Here's what that means to Lamar Jackson. They can keep you for the next two seasons. You got to play for him. That's what that means.
Well, he doesn't have to play.
Listen
to
what I'm saying.
What I'm saying.
If he doesn't play, that's on him. He ain't going to get his money if he don't
play.
He ain't
that's okay. And what do you think Baltimore's going to do? They're going to lose every game.
If I understand it. Well, they just missed the playoffs. They just lost six straight to end last season. They're accustomed to losing. Okay? Not often because he only had two losing seasons in the last 14 years.
And they were 1-4 last year without Lamar.
They 1-5. I understand. They lost their last six games. What I'm saying to you is this. This is the important component. He deserves, I want to be very clear.
Yeah.
Lamar Jackson deserves a minimum of $230 million. He's a league MVP.
Yeah.
The brother shows up on the field. He's that dynamic. He's that electrifying. And if you're going to give Deshaun Watson $230 million when he didn't play last season and he might not play this year, you could give Lamar Jackson the $230 million. That's not the point. The point is, how smart is it of you to sit up there and say, well, the team has a week one deadline. And if you don't reach that deadline, it's not like you're not going to play. What you're not going to do is commit long-term to them. You're still putting yourself at risk.
Or you could argue, hold on. You could argue he's betting on himself as well. It depends how you want to look at it.
Well, here's how I want to look at it. It's football. It ain't basketball or baseball or tennis or something like that. It's football. One play can end your career. Lamar Jackson missed the last four games last year because of an ankle injury. Okay, what I'm saying to you, it's so risky. Get your money. Stop with the ego. I'm going to be clear. I'm not accusing him of ego tripping. I don't know the brother. I don't know what's going on.
Right.
But whether it's somebody in your ear, whether it's you thinking the way that you thinking, all I'm trying to say is get the deal done. Get your paper. Yeah. Stop playing games. Stop being like, well, you know what? I want to flex and show that I'm running things and I got power. It don't matter if you don't have your signature on the dotted line guaranteeing your dollars. Yeah. Lamar Deshaun Watson's got $230 million guaranteed.
Right.
That is a minimum of what Lamar Jackson deserves.
Lamar.
But in the same breath, don't walk around thinking that you can procrastinate and hold the team hostage because at the end of the day, they get the franchise tag you. You in there with them for 2 years.
Right. But
remember that.
Hold the services and you're proving my point.
No, I'm not.
You're proving my point. You just brought up Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watson, we would have think, had no leverage in anything. And he got everything. You see what I'm saying?
Well, why?
Because quarterbacks, the top quarterbacks in this league, runs this league. I'm giving you prove my point.
Here's why I'm not proving your point. From my sources, at least 13 to 14 teams was interested in Deshaun Watson.
Tell me.
Of course I'm not saying that. The point is, Lamar Jackson signed his deal. Who he signed with? He signed with a franchise that ain't won a championship since Jim Brown was a star. In 1964, that was before I was born.
Right.
That's 57 years, okay?
Right.
So what I'm saying is you got a team in a city that desperate.
Right.
And so they said, to hell with everything, optics and everything else, we going to give you this contract.
It's not the Ravens.
Why not the great people in Baltimore saying, oh, if they're giving him that, why we got to play without our quarterback?
What about the pressure from the fans in Baltimore when the Baltimore Ravens say, we willing to give him $230, $240
million? Hold on. Is anybody else getting a little rocky right now?
The salary will jump big next year.
Right.
And that's what Lamar's banking on. So he's not coming at that 230. I don't blame him. I hadn't heard a number, but I'm going to want at least a dollar more than Aaron Rodgers.
Well, first of all.
And don't tell me he can't get a dollar more than Aaron Rodgers.
Why should he get more than a dollar than Aaron Rodgers?
Why shouldn't he?
Are you joking? Aaron Rodgers? Why should he get more than Aaron Rodgers?
Because that's how it plays.
Hold on.
At the quarterback position, next man up gets it.
Excuse me. Last time I checked, Lamar Jackson has one playoff victory on his resume. I'm not saying these ain't worth the money, but it's like, I don't have to. So what if I gave him a dollar less than Aaron Rodgers? What's the crime?
Is Kyler Murray better than Deshaun Watson? He got more money than Deshaun Watson,
what's the crime? If I gave him a dollar less than Aaron Rodgers, what's the crime?
I'm with you there.
We talked to 200 plus million dollars.
I understand all of that.
50 million?
I understand all of that. But Lamar wants what Lamar wants, and I can't break
that
man. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Listen,
it's his body. He's putting it on the line. He's doing the winning.
Well, first of all, everybody.
Aaron Rodgers wanted what he wanted.
Everybody on the football field putting their body on the line. Stop acting like he's
the only one. Why you act like this with Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers wanted what he wanted.
Excuse me, I wasn't sweating Aaron Rodgers either. I was saying get the deal done. But the point is, I wanted him out of Green Bay. Because he said he wanted that agreement, and it turns out he lied to all of us.
And look,
you know what I'm saying? He's immunized, was immunized, then he comes back and he's willing to sign long-term with Green Bay, even though it was the organization he said he wanted out from. So that's the difference.
And Lamar's
story.
Been straight up and cool
what?
And real and telling us the truth.
Oh, come on, man. Listen, I'm not knocking that. I'm saying you are a dynamic superstar.
Yeah.
Get your paper. This ain't basketball or baseball.
I'm with you on that. I'm
get
with you.
Your
I'm
money.
With you on get your money.
Stop playing
But I'm not
man.
With
go
you on saying he doesn't have any leverage.
Well, they got him
because
2 years.
If Lamar, just like Kyler Murray did this year, he said, I'm not coming to camp. They run. They talk so much noise, but they open up that checkbook
they
and they wrote a check.
They had to.
Because and they will do the same
because
for
they,
Lamar.
Because they paid the GM and the coach. How the hell you ain't going to pay the quarterback?
Right, right.
That's not
right.
The case with Baltimore.
Let Lamar walk out of that camp.
John Harbaugh, a three-year
gentlemen.
Trip.
I mean, let Lamar walk out of that camp. I guarantee you they'll be coming up.
I ain't saying
up.
Let them walk.
And Lamar putting the deadline on, that's exactly what he needs to do. Because when you're dealing with this kind of money,
gentlemen.
Nobody does anything until the slipper falls off Cinderella. And he's just trying to fall
gentlemen.
Off.
Gentlemen, do you see the captain's hat?
He's called
do you see the captain's
he's
hat? I'm giving you signals.
He's negotiating tips. But now
yes.
he's acting like he know more
yes,
than me.
Yes, no.
All right, go ahead.
And that, you got to get all the knowledge in the world when you're negotiating. And Lamar,
you ain't giving them good knowledge.
He ain't giving them good knowledge. But I'm just saying, Lamar.
Right,
I gave him.
Listen,
we're
in rare form. Our listening skills. We're still working on it, but that's
go
good. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. When you're on a business trip, you know what goes completely off the rails? Your workout routine. Especially when you book a hotel that doesn't have a gym. So what ends up happening is you do a few push-ups, sit-ups in your room, run around the block, or you just skip it entirely. Lame. If you just stay at La Quinta by Wyndham, you'll discover there's a fully equipped fitness center at every location. Now you can wake up, power your buys, your tries the right way, or de-stress with a little cardio. The choice is yours. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Vivid Seats wants to get you to the games you love this spring. Experience every pitch, assist, game-winning shot live and in person. And the best part, each transaction is a step toward a free 11th ticket with Vivid Seats rewards. Score unbeatable perks like free tickets, surprise seat upgrades, and annual birthday deals. As the official ticketing partner of ESPN, Vivid Seats is offering you $20 off your first $200 ticket purchase with code TAKE. That's code TAKE. Visit vividseats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live. Let's keep it rolling, guys, here. Deshaun Watson, for the first time, publicly apologized to the women who have accused him of sexual misconduct during massage sessions in an interview on Friday. Watson's still awaiting the results of the NFL's appeal of his six-game suspension. The quarterback completed 1 of 5 passes for 7 yards in his first action since January 3rd, 2021 with the Texans. Here's Watson.
Look, I want to say that I'm truly sorry to all the women that I've impacted in this situation. My decisions that I made in my life that put me in this position, I would definitely like to have back, but I want to continue to move forward and grow and learn and show that, you know, I am a true person of character, and I'm going to keep pushing for it.
All right. Stephen A., your reaction to Deshaun publicly apologizing for the first time?
Well, what I want people to understand is that there's a perfectly logical explanation why you didn't get this apology sooner. The man had 24 cases of sexual misconduct levied against him. Anybody that's got a lawyer knows that your lawyer's going to tell you to shut up, let them do the talking, say absolutely positively nothing to incriminate yourself while the case is ongoing.
Yeah.
So to hear people out there going off about, we haven't seen any contrition, we hadn't heard any remorse or anything. Well, those things come attached with a level of guilt that you don't want to embrace if you've got 24 cases against you.
Yeah, it's an admission of guilt.
So once it's done, now you can address it in a manner that some would have liked you, or most would have liked you to have addressed it earlier. So I was never fazed by the fact that he didn't say anything earlier, because anybody that's ever had a lawyer, regardless of what the case is, your first thing your lawyer is telling you is to shut the hell up and let them do the talking.
Right.
Having said all of that, here's the bottom line. You can look at it as an admission of guilt. He has been on the record when his lawyer told him he could speak about it, categorically denying it. Very few people on earth believe him, because where there's smoke, there's fire. It walk like a duck and quack like a duck, it ain't a damn mongoose. You got 25 different women coming at you, accusing you of the same behavior. You're going to be hard-pressed to find anybody who believes that you were completely as innocent as you're claiming to be. So in the end, what he said, by saying what he said to me, is that, you know, you just admitted that, you know, you, as far as I'm concerned, you're a very promiscuous individual. New York Times report, 66 massage therapists. And by the way, I need to bring this up, and I'm not laughing about this, but it's worth reminding folks. The 66 women who were massage therapists that he purportedly visited, according to the New York Times, he did that during COVID. Everybody forget all that. It was during COVID. Rusty Hart and his lawyer came out and said, well, during the coronavirus pandemic, I mean, we were dealing with unprecedented times, and as a result, he had to get innovative. I'm paraphrasing, but that's what he was saying. I mean, damn. It's really nothing to say. It's almost over. He still's got one case pending, but I just want everybody to understand. Don't look at his apology and think like, yo, he should have been said this. He could not.
Yeah.
Your lawyer tells you to shut up, and any smart client listens to their lawyer if they have a good lawyer, and Rusty Harden is pretty damn good.
He's a good lawyer. Now, you know, in this situation is so tough, even talking about it or dealing with it, but when this first came out, there was a way I thought that Deshaun Watson could have handled it, you know, and you're right. You're absolutely right. Trust me, I know. The first, you don't say a word. But we are in different times now. With social media and all the Instagram and everything, when you don't say anything, man, it spreads almost as if you are guilty. So if you do say something, you get something. Like, I would have liked early on for Deshaun Watson to try to apologize without admitting guilt. Just say, hey, obviously, because anytime you have this kind of situation, there are two people seeing things differently.
Mm-hmm.
They see it differently. Obviously, we're seeing things differently. But I still want to say I'm sorry for being in this situation. Some kind of way, I wish he would have done that. Because I think that does matter when the public hears from you right at when a situation happens.
You can wish that. I can wish that.
Yeah.
Molly, you certainly can wish that.
Yeah.
As the lady amongst us.
Yeah.
But let's remember, this dude was dealing with a legal matter. And if it's one person, that's a different animal. When you got 24 cases coming against you, remember, he was still with the Houston Texans. This is before he got his $230 million contract. So you talking about us being in a situation where, because you knew they wanted a settlement, and they were coming after you, their lawyers, same lawyer representing them, was coming after you for a settlement. When you've got that inordinate amount of cases coming against you, I would tell you there was nothing he could say.
Yeah. But Stephen, from what I understand, there was one case came first, and he could have handled that one differently. And he could have tried to take care of that one case first, and maybe it didn't roll over to all of this.
Yeah,
but he was fighting that one situation.
But if one case comes your way with one lawyer, the lawyer ain't going to get quiet when 23 other cases comes his way.
What I'm saying, though, the lawyer's going to go and prove up his case by finding
Michael
the other
saying
23.
You would have gone
and
in front of him.
And Bugsy went and found these other girls.
Yeah. You really think he had to find them?
I'm just saying.
They will come in.
I'm just saying.
Let me just say one thing, because you haven't been here before. Obviously, he got the 6-game suspension. Roger Goodell appealing it. I thought this was the right call, that the punishment was a little too lenient. And I thought Roger handled this properly. The commissioner always takes a lot of flack. What were your thoughts on that?
I thought the commissioner did the right thing.
Yeah.
He negotiated, collectively bargained for having the right to appeal. But more importantly than anything else, knowing that the commissioner and the league office wanted a year all along, when the 6-game suspension came handed down, the NFL Players Association knows better than the league settling for that. If you wanted a year and they only gave him 6 games and you've got cases on the books, Tom Brady deflated football, 4 games, mere accusations by one person giving somebody 6 games, and Ezekiel Elliott, you know, Ben Roethlisberger years ago, 4 games. The list goes on and on. If you've got something like that going on, and you know that the case is not only going to be heard by one judge, Sue L. Robinson, with the first judge, she handed down the 6-game suspension, but an appeals allows another judge to hear that. Well, then if you're Roger Goodell, you're covering yourself by making sure, look, I tried to do all I could. This is all I could get, ladies and gentlemen out there,
Michael,
and I did my part.
Before you jump in, really quickly, I'm glad you brought that up, because really what is a bigger point, what needs to be addressed is the personal conduct policy.
Right.
It can't be 6 games for all these different issues, like you're talking about, deflating footballs. It's not the same thing against, you know, violence against women. It's too broad. They need to modify it.
She said the 6 games were in line with what everybody else.
But remember what my position has been, Michael, and Molly knows this. My position has been all along, the NFL should have never been involved in this case from an investigative standpoint. That's law enforcement's job. The second leagues try to ingratiate themselves in that, it becomes a dangerous precedent, because now that you took so long with this investigation and you're hell-bent on getting a year, I want to know what you know. What you find out, because we didn't heard everything.
Right.
So because of that, all the NFL had to do was this. The hell with what happened. We don't know, we weren't there. What we do know, you represent the Shield. You have impugned our Shield, and you have compromised our bottom line. And because of that, this is the suspension.
Absolutely.
When you do that, that's safe, because you're not trying to resemble as act as if you're law enforcement. I have a problem with professional sports leagues that try to act like they are law enforcement. They are not the police. They are not the district attorney. They are not the court of law. It is a dangerous, dangerous thing for them to ingratiate themselves.
Let's leave it there, but I certainly hope they modify the personal conduct policy.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Listen, I don't know about you all, but I'm pretty fired up for this fall. Thursday, August 25th, join Stephen A., myself, the playmaker Michael Irvin, live as First Takes on the road at the Star in Frisco, Texas for the Cowboys' first annual, oh, here we are, on-camera season kickoff event. Jerry Jones will be there. All that good stuff, plus giveaways, lots of surprises. Doors open 7:30 a.m. Eastern Central Time, so come on down and pack the house. Here's Nick Saban.
Stephen A., we are all happy to have you back on First Take after your surgery, and we're pleased that you're doing well. But there's some question about how much time do you need off. You know, I had my hip replaced, and I was back to work the next day, and I realized they don't make them like they used to. And some people just do anything to get a day off. But good luck, and God bless, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
How good is that? What did he say? He was back to work after the next day?
You know what? And he's the one person in the world, I believe, would do to have hip surgery and be back the next day. The greatest coach in the history of college football, as far as I'm concerned. I love that man. It's good to see him. Thank you, coach. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And it's great to have you back. And you're cool? You're enjoying this? Easing back into work?
No, I must admit, you know, I was a little leery about being on the boat, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, producers Antoine Lewis, James Dunn, and the crew, they did it up. I got to give props where props is due. I'm enjoying this. And especially to be there, of course, it's always wonderful being with you. Aye, aye, Captain. Aye, aye, Captain.
That's all we need you to say. You ain't got to try that.
You, I don't know.
That's
you,
it. That was good enough.
The white pants and white slippers.
All right, guys. Since we're on the boat, Michael, great to have you.
Great to be here.
We're going to play a little game. It's called Sink or Swim.
Okay.
All right. So, Stephen, I'll start with you. Will Baker Mayfield sink or swim in Carolina?
I think he's going to sink, but it's not his fault. I just don't think that they have what they need in Carolina. New Orleans defense is something to be reckoned with. Tom Brady is still with Tampa, okay? And I'm just looking at them right now. And then the rest of the NFC, San Fran and the Rams. I got to give the Cowboys a little bit of props with the Eagles. There's the Vikings on the come up with obviously Green Bay still in the division. I just don't see where Carolina goes as far as I'm concerned. I don't like that situation for him. It's not his fault, but I do think he sinks.
All right, Michael, Carson Wentz, sink or swim in Washington?
Now listen, when I say this, I want you to grasp what I'm saying here. I believe he can swim here. I believe this is a good opportunity for Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz was been in Philly, then he went right back to his coach in Indy, and in those situations, I thought he got, you know, being handled and coddled. Over here in Washington, he doesn't have the pressure he had on him in those two situations. You had to win offensively in Philly. You got to win offensively in Indy. Washington wants to win defensively. And so all Carson Wentz now has, all he has to do now is maintain the ship. And he has what I think probably, I know his best receiver in Scary Terry, that he had on any of his teams. So I like that. I think you're a dog paddle, not necessarily
Let me say this. Let me say this real quick. Carson Wentz should be a Cowboy. He had an accident waiting to happen. Okay.
Stop it, man.
But here's
the other thing that I will say.
Here's the other thing I'll say. That corny ass name, the Commanders, that's another reason they'll lose. I don't see them. Only thing I like about them is my man Jason Wright at the helm and Julie McDonald running media stuff.
Right.
I don't and their Jason's defense. Impressive. I don't like anything about their offense, and I damn sure don't like their name. They'll be in last place. They'll
but
battle
you like
with
the
Giants.
They got certain players that you like. They drafted Jahan Dotson.
Terry's big time.
And Jahan Dotson out of Penn State. That dude can play too.
That brother can
play
too.
And that kind of speed, they have
something. But Carson Wentz is an accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
He is.
All right, let's move on here. Stephen A., Matt Ryan, will he sink or swim in Indy?
I'm not going to say sink. I'm going to say swim. The reason I'm going to say swim, you still got Jonathan Taylor as your running back. Frank Reich, I like him as a coach. I like him as a coach. You've got weapons there, and Matt Ryan can ball. Now, granted, he's been disappointing over the last couple of years or so, but the numbers have been there. He's not a scrub.
Right.
He's an experienced guy that's an NFC Conference champion, lost in the Super Bowl, 25-point lead. Don't get me started with that. But Matt Ryan can ball. And so when you look at him and you look at who he's succeeding, which is Carson Wentz, we talking upgrade here. I say he swims.
It's funny you say that now because I had Shaq Leonard on the podcast the other day, and we were talking about Matt Ryan. Mm-hmm. And what he said, and I don't think he was trying, he said, I'm not trying to put anything on Carson Wentz, but this kind of leadership at the quarterback position is what we need. It's not about him throwing the ball all over the place, but every time somebody don't practice right or let a ball go, he's on them. That's the kind of leadership that I think really helped the coach.
I just don't like the fact that he mentioned his podcast and somebody else is a guest on there instead of me. But that's a different subject.
But
you need to be on every show, every podcast,
everything.
My goodness.
Not at all. It's like, I'm trying to be there for the people. When I show up, they win. Okay?
Try sharing. Sharing is caring. All right, Michael, this one's interesting to me. Will Trey Lance sink or swim taking over for Jimmy G in San Francisco? Because that's a solid team right there.
Michael Phelps swim. That's what I'm talking about Trey Lance is going to do. He has the right people around him. He has the right coach coaching him and calling the plays. This dude, I believe, will have a great year. A great year for a first-time starter. Mm-hmm. You saw that pass he threw the other day? You saw that? And then wait till they start designing all these runs. And then they start mixing in, I don't know what kind of runs, with Trey Lance and Debo. Whoa. That's what we watch. Absolutely, he will swim.
I want to say that I really, really appreciate him saying Debo's name like that. Since the last time we saw him, really, I mean, before he lost in the championship game, he was smoking the Cowboys. So I appreciate that.
Debo's
I believe in
boy,
Trey Lance.
Man.
I believe in Trey Lance. I damn sure believe in Debo Samuel.
Yeah.
I believe in George Kittle. I definitely believe in Kyle Shanahan outside of the Super Bowl. But Kyle Shanahan, his allergy is the Super Bowl. If you get him away from the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl, this man is exceptional. He's a Hall of Fame coach. So I would tell you I believe in him. I believe in what he's surrounded with. And he ain't porn star Jimmy. So he doesn't have some of the proclivities that might get in the way of his productivity. I like Trey Lance, and I think he's going to be all right.
How could you dig down and say, oh, man, if he just got this little itch with the fourth quarter of a Super Bowl? That means he's gotten to some Super Bowl.
That's right.
Yeah.
That means he's
right.
That great.
Which is something the Cowboys haven't done in 26 years.
All right, let's get to a city near and dear to Michael's heart. That would be Miami. Stephen A., Tua not short on offensive weapons. Yeah. Will he sink or swim this year?
He better swim. And guess why? It ain't even just because of him. It's because of all that nonsense, that blasphemous nonsense Tyreek Hill said running his mouth. Now, let me be very clear about the cheater. He is a superstar caliber wide receiver. I love this brother. He is sensational. But to sit up there and to say, because of some spring practices, that Tua Tagovailoa is just as, if not more accurate than Patrick Mahomes, is one of the most blasphemous football comments we've ever heard. He has put the spotlight on Tua, and I don't know if Tua can live up to it, but I know this much. He damn well better.
All right, let's leave it there, guys.
Tua can live up to it. I'm interested.
You know what? Let's send it out to mainland. Let's send it out to studio.
Okay.
My girl, Christine. Christine, take it away.
You know, it's fitting that you come to us during a game of sink and swim because we have one guy that can't swim.
Keyshawn Johnson.
One guy that can swim. Harry Douglas, I can't swim either. Keyshawn, it's totally fine. Those life jackets don't look like they would hold.
I'm good. Those are props.
No, exactly. Let's go back to that Tua conversation. Do you feel like he's going to sink or swim in Miami this season?
I feel like he's going to sink. I hate to be that guy, but I just look at what he is versus what their personnel is. They got a bunch of vertical threat guys, Tyreek Hill, Waddle. They bring in Cedric Wilson. Obviously, they got the tight end there. Their running game is lackluster, even though McDaniel, the head coach coming over from San Francisco, specialty is the running game. They've tried to replace him three different times already with quarterbacks. They flirted around with Tom Brady. That cost them a little bit on this next year's draft and a little bit of fine money to Stephen Ross, the owner. They took a strong look at Deshaun Watson until they realized, yeah, we might not want to get into that. But they still are not strong believers into it. And Harry knows this. Tyreek Hill is coming from one of the top 2 to 3 quarterbacks in the National Football League to Tua now. It's not going to be the same. The off-schedule plays aren't going to be the same from Patrick Mahomes that he got. Now when you look at it, you say to yourself, okay, what week? Is it week 3 or 4? that all of a sudden Tyreek Hill, you're going to start to see the body language. I'm not getting the touches that I wanted to get. They're going to be forcing him the football because of that. They've got to justify the money that they're paying him. So will that take away from the growth of Tua? Because you can't have Tyreek Hill catching or having 5-6 balls thrown to him a game. Mm-hmm. You can't do it based on the money and everything you gave up to go get him. So you've got to make him the number one target on your offense. Now you're taking away from everybody else. So that's the biggest problem that I have. I just think that for him, he's in a bad situation. I really do.
I'm gonna go swim with the simple fact that you bring over a guy like Tyreek Hill, right? So now he's gonna demand a lot of coverage, a lot of too high shell. And that's gonna allow the run game to be able to get off. And Mike McDaniel, we know that's his specialty coming from San Francisco, right? You see too high shell safeties at the top. The best thing to do is run the football. Now you also have a guy in Jalen Waddle, and you have Raheem Mostert. The three of the fastest players in the National Football League on one team. You brought over Teron Armstead to go along with Connor Williams as well. So I think that's now you have. So what I'm basically saying is that he has guys around him, mm-hmm. which previously beforehand he didn't have those guys. So I think Tua's actually going to swim this year.
You got to justify the money. You have to justify it. And you can't justify paying Tyreek Hill the money, giving up the draft picks to get him by running the damn football.
Right.
Because the owner. You know, the owner got buddies that he sit with in the box. And they're going to want to know, why isn't he touching the football? Now the owner's going to go to Greer, the general manager, who then goes to the head coach and say, we got to get more touches out of him. So it takes away from the growth of the quarterback.
All right, a lot of questions in Miami, obviously, as they go into the season. You guys look like you're in Miami. Molly, on the boat. We're jealous.
Not quite, Christine, but I'll tell you this. It is enjoyable. Miami looking to swim. I am not looking to swim today.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again. By visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.